The team at CSIRO have recently discovered a new genus of Australian daisies located in the Australian mainland Alps and the central highlands of Tasmania. They discovered the daisies on a computer screen of all places during a routine analysis. Dr. Alexander Schmid-Labin, research scientist at CSIRO, joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I mentioned it in the intro there, but how exactly were these daisies discovered?
Yeah, so the fascinating thing about this discovery is, in the first instance, that it wasn't, as you would usually expect, discovered during taxonomic research or evolutionary biology research, but it was actually an unexpected outcome of biocontrol research. And to give a bit of background there, and, you know, just about what biological control is and how we got there, that is when our colleagues in CSIRO Health and Biosecurity, for example, bring in insects or fungi to attack weeds that otherwise have no natural enemies here in Australia and thus, you know, have, we could say, an unfair advantage against the native flora. So let's say they bring an insect in to control plants. They first need to make sure that it only attacks that weed that they want to target and not the native flora or any useful species that we might have grown in our gardens or on our fields. And that means they need to very carefully test it. They can't test against all the native flora, tens of thousands of species, so they need to make a selection. And to know what most efficiently to select to test such a insect against, that is really host-specific, they need to understand the relationships between plants, because all else being equal, an insect that is known to attack a certain weed is more likely to spill over on closely related native plants than it is on very, very different, very distantly related plants. And so this is where my expertise comes in, as I'm a plant systematist at CSIRO's Botanical Collections. And we teamed up to understand the evolutionary relationships in a group of daisies that has got lots and lots of weeds. So we used genetic data, some of it pre-existing and some of it newly generated from DNA extracted from our specimens. And we found, and that's the second really surprising aspect about this, we then found a group of plants not just, you know, in a slightly different position than expected, which is fairly standard, but way, way outside of where they have been traditionally classified. And so, again, there's two aspects to consider here. The first one is then obviously the old placement where people thought for decades where they would belong would have completely misled the design of these biocontrol tests. And the other thing is that they were so distantly related from everything, such an isolated lineage, that we now have a new genus of plants in Australia.
So what is different about this genus?
Well, what characterizes these five species that now have got their own genus is that they are rosette plants, so they've got all their fully developed leaves done in a rosette at ground level, and then they have got flowering stalks with only reduced leaves, so-called scapes, with only one or very few flower heads at the top. So that differentiates them from the plants that they have previously been classified together with, but nobody noticed that before, nobody realized before that that actually means that they are not related to them, because in other ways they are still similar, like what the flower heads look like and the seeds and things like that.
What was your initial feelings around this discovery?
Oh, well, I was extremely surprised. I mean, at first I kind of thought, well, have I made some mistake here or something like that? And then what you do in those cases is you then try to understand if there's any other evidence that further supports that. And you would look into things like, oh, do they have, you know, an unusual chromosome number for perhaps or something like that? You know, any other evidence that you would say, well, that should have maybe shown it even before we got the genetic data. But, yeah, I was at first I was a bit skeptical and searched for more information and try to question myself, so to say, but I got more and more excited as that held firm.
Speaking with Dr. Alexander Schmid-Labin, research scientist at CSIRO, about a whole new genus of Australian daisies that was accidentally discovered. And broadly speaking, are accidental discoveries, to your knowledge, that common in science? There's some big famous stories I think that we know of, but is this common to find daisies this way or discoveries this way?
Oh, well, as I said, this kind of research is fairly unusual. I mean, this collaboration between, this really applied biocontrol work and then having this unexpected taxonomic evolutionary biology outcome, that is fairly unusual. But, of course, there are there are other ways where people suddenly discover something very unexpected in our area, and the traditional way is still, you know, to walk around and find a new species that nobody can figure out what it is, like happened with a woolly mee pine years ago, for example. Just earlier this year, colleagues discovered a new species of underground orchid. So that still happens, not as often as it would have 100 years ago, but it still does happen.
And what is the next step in the research around this new genus?
Well, at this moment, that has just been published. So with that, I would actually like to go, because so far I've only seen one of these species in the field, I would actually like to go and get more material of the ones that only occur in Tasmania that I have only seen as herbarium specimens and photos so far and understand them a bit more. But the key point is that they now have got a new name, and for the moment people will know that they are special, that they are different from the genus Senecio in which they have been traditionally parked for the last 100 years or so. And that is really the information that practitioners on the ground need at the moment to understand how special this lineage is for Australia and for any applied work, be it conservation, be it biocontrol, be it understanding the evolution of our flora.
Well, Alexander, thank you very much for your time this morning.
A pleasure.
Talk to Alexander Schmidt-Lieben, research scientist at CSIRO, speaking with us about a whole new genus of Australian daisies.